Esteban.
Hey, William.
We keep running to the running order of Eurovision 2024. We are first going to talk about semi-final one. Are you ready?
Let's do this!
All right, as a starting point, let's just review the running order. Now, please remember that the Big Five and host country Sweden are performing in these semifinals, but you cannot vote for them. It's just so that they can get a feel for the stage since they are pre-qualified for the final. In any case,
that deserves a standalone video.
We'll do that later, girl. So kicking off semifinal one is Cyprus, followed by Serbia, Lithuania, and Ireland. Then you have the UK, Ukraine, Poland, Croatia, Iceland, and then Germany.
And then you've got Slovenia, Finland, Moldova, Sweden, Azerbaijan, Australia, Portugal, and closing semifinal one is the returnee, Luxembourg.
So let's kick this off. Cyprus opening, I think, is a very good choice.
I agree.
Our girl can dance.
But you know what? I feel like Cyprus has opened before with El Diablo and stuff. I just kind of feel like, you know,
they're thinking about TV viewers, what's going to keep people around. And I have a feeling it's going to be 3 minutes of nonstop dance. Our girl can sing, she can show out. So this is a strong song to start with.
Oh, definitely. And she's very fresh-faced, you know. She really does have that golden TV moment. She's really good. And, you know, Cyprus are so invested in their act. She's also Australian, and Australia is in that semi-final. This is good. I have positive feels about this.
Yeah, Australians who wake up early and on time can see their girl.
You know Australians, they love Eurovision.
Now, I think it's very smart. Serbia is second, and this makes sense. It's the only ballad in the first half, so it makes sense that you would go from dance banger to, you know, beautiful ballad.
Yeah, and it's the cursed spot, but fear not, this is moving forward.
Let me tell you something. Only one country in the past 5 years has qualified from spot two. It was someone who looks good, feels good, and does good.
Brunette! Yes.
So it is possible. That was last year. So I actually think Serbia is going through. Interestingly, Devin, we go back to dance in Lithuania. And, you know, from basically, you're going dance in Cyprus, ballad in Serbia, then dance Lithuania, Ouija pop in Ireland, and then dance in United Kingdom. What do you make of this section?
You know, there we go. We want producers to run the show because, you know, they make a much better show. But I don't see any cohesion here, quite frankly. And the transitions are a bit jarring, you know, particularly from Ireland into United Kingdom. It's too neighborly as well.
Neighborly? What's that mean?
Well, like, they're just two countries that traditionally...
Oh, neighborly.
Neighborly.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought you were like napey, like nipple or something. Anyway. Oh, interesting.
My girl is turned on.
You know, for me, what's curious is Serbia is a dark ballad. It has hope at the end, but then you go to a dark dance song, and then you have Ireland, which is also dark. It's like a darkness section. A section of darkness. And then actually UK...
I just don't think the transitions flow.
Oh my God. And then UK is like, you know, pop, electro pop, which
has a darkness.
And then it
goes dark again into Ukraine.
Yeah, so there's a lot of darkness in here.
So...
But you know what? Ukraine would pop out no matter where they were.
True.
It's the rap is what gives it life.
Ukraine could actually just win the whole
thing. The whole thing. Starting here.
But the other thing I must say though, you know, not to kind of... have a go at the producers, because we're just... Well, I'm just going by... audio, right? I don't know what visual treatments they're gonna have. I don't know what sort of, because sometimes
practical props,
props and stuff like that. So, you know, all those things, you know, they know more than we know. So yeah, so it may actually be visually or aesthetically flow into one another a bit more than, because for me it's just songs, which is just half the ingredient, really.
I've gotta say, Ireland and Ukraine would pop out no matter where they were, because they are so different. Like, Ireland, Ouija pop, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think Ireland could open or close, whereas Ukraine can actually open or close or be in the middle.
I thought Ireland could open or close because it's so eye-catching. That performance certainly couldn't open.
It certainly couldn't open.
You think
open.
It would scare kids off?
No, I just feel like it's...
I mean under sevens, not like 17-year-olds.
Ireland is something that you build into. It's a moment in the running order. You don't open with it.
Well, this is very good for Poland, actually. Because Poland, who performs
like
six...
Poland.
It's all sweet, bouncy, and happy. Mm. And after that run of, you know, dark pop, dark ballad, Ouija pop, electro pop, Ukraine's, you know, Mother Maria... Teresa, yeah, it's really gonna pop out. And then Luna is followed by Croatia, which is like rock, so
which is definitely going through.
Yeah, this is really good for Croatia. I think Sonic, they're sandwiched between Poland and Iceland. Baby lasagna is the filling in a sandwich. Iceland's not going through. I'm sorry, it's not. So
and Germany is your toilet break.
Oh yeah.
Which means Slovenia actually has a chance because the two entries before it are
non-starters.
Yeah.
So Croatia's going to linger on the mind throughout Iceland and Germany, and then Slovenia will wake people up after Iceland and Germany.
My only fear with Raven is that it's really budget heavy. And, you know, if RTVSLO are not...
Excuse me, RTVSLO? That's how we always say it.
Yeah, true. And if they're not supporting her financially, you know how this just requires a lot of money to give that visual expression.
You know what? Just bring five of those dancers from the music video. It'll be an oil slick on stage.
This has got to go on.
Exxon Valdez called the Swiss Navy.
Slovenia Navy!
Girl. All right. No, so actually, I think Slovenia is in a good position with this.
Yeah, I think so.
Then we move on to...
No rules.
Finland.
Do you know Suzanne... Okay, sorry.
Suzanne Adams loves it.
No, loves Moldova, but I've jumped the gun. We'll come back to that.
Ah, yeah, Finland's an interesting one. Again, it's going to pop out wherever it is. A giant denim egg, you know.
It's going to pop.
It's going to pop. So
it's so kooky.
That's fine. They're not harmed by this, but I think Moldova is harmed by this. Moldova comes after Finland. So after the sparks, I hope they revamped the whole song.
Oh my God.
Because it's... I saw you and Suzanne struggling in that reaction video.
No, Suzanne loved it.
Was that sincere?
What?
Was it? As an American,
got,
I am.
You got her DNA. Maybe you need to drop some deets, girl.
I just ask out of curiosity. Yeah. So anyway, Moldova, I think, being sandwiched between Finland
so
and
sad.
Sweden.
Natalia Barbu and Hira Bjork are returnees that have come back. You know, when you come back...
With a bang.
You've got to do a Polygenova, you know, from... what was that?
Not
to If Love Was a Crime.
That's how you elevate.
That's how you return.
That's how you evolve. And that's how you finish fourth in the grand final.
Yes.
It's not happening for Madame Barbu. Then you've got Sweden, which has a very good stage show.
They should be big five at this point.
Yeah, so basically, Moldova, Sweden, Azerbaijan.
I love Azerbaijan.
Most people, from what I'm seeing on the internet, find it a little boring.
When my girl says most people,
She
means yours truly.
I count that in. No, listen, it has beauty. I think there is great beauty in the song. But for me, it's not dynamic enough. I lose interest, and that's the... But let's keep it real.
They're currently shooting their...
Azerbaijan
video.
Knows how to do staging.
Oh, tell me.
When they hit staging, they hit. So don't ever count them out.
Except Dilara Kazimova. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, trapeze is not enough. Beautiful song.
Oh my God,
beautiful
song.
I gave it a 9.5.
Yes!
She was incredible.
Never leave her. Never leave you hanging, honey. No,
yes, hunty. That was Dilara's person who was hanging. And she was a friend of the dogs. The dog shelter. Beautiful.
Oh, great.
But listen, I think for Azerbaijan coming after Sweden, you're going to need a good stage show.
Except we already... I mean, Sweden is really exposed because nothing's going to change. So you already see their deck of cards.
Yeah.
So Azerbaijan could actually...
Bring lots of color. Because Sweden is very dark. It's basically black. It's basically black with some strobe lights. But I love Sweden. All right. So Azerbaijan follows Sweden and comes before Australia.
I love this.
Interesting.
Love.
You You know what's interesting to me is the final four songs, Azerbaijan, Australia, Portugal, they all have an ethnic identity. There's some kind of ethnic sound. Even Luxembourg takes you to different places in the world.
Yeah, it's French. It's bilingual.
Portugal, very, very much showcasing Portuguese culture. Yeah. And Australia giving us indigenous music. Yeah. And Azerbaijan, of course. So, and actually, you could argue that Sweden's giving us... That's, like, very Swedish, that sound, that sort of...
No, that's plastic pop.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. The musical culture in Sweden, you know? Mm. That, so it is reflective in its own way. I'm not calling it indigenous, by the way, let's be clear. But,
Well, since when did Max Martin become an Aboriginal?
Can I just say something? I think, for me, Portugal really benefits from this ending. I think Portugal is going to pop out. It is so solemn.
I disagree.
It's not a ballad.
I disagree.
It's not a ballad.
I don't think the running order actually helps Portugal because Portugal is already a solid product. So I'm not seeing elevation in its place.
You're saying it doesn't hurt it, though.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt it because nothing can hurt it.
You know why I think it stands out, though? It's near the end and it follows Australia. So it's going to be a different sonic vibe. All white, the long fingernails, the sort of spirituality.
Is she replicating Festival de Cancel?
I would like a solid nail. I don't like cracked nails. Cracked nails disturb me. And if you're going to have cracked nails, don't zoom in on them.
Yeah, don't zoom in.
Because it just creates the wrong impression. Luxembourg ending. Now, the reason I think Luxembourg was chosen to end is because, like, they've been gone for 30 years. So producers were like, oh, let's have them go last, make them wait as long as they can. Tally needs to up the energy. I'm really sorry. Even on the Instagram tease of the revamp that comes out on Friday, there's no energy.
It's because you're accessing the wrong social media platform.
What, does she have more energy on TikTok?
Pinterest.
Girl!
Pinterest is where it's at. I have told you this time and time again. And you know what? It'll be good if you actually just listen for a change.
I like the song, actually. I think as a studio cut, it's good. But I just think she's not a natural dancer. And I don't think she was giving energy or she was overwhelmed by the situation at the LSC Luxembourg Song Contest. So I hope they've worked on that because it is a good song. And I think she's got a telegenic face. And I think it's just a matter of kind of giving us more oomph.
Do you know what I'm actually thinking?
I need an opinion on Luxembourg, please. Please.
I love it, actually.
What about the live performance?
Do you
want to
see my Ruby Jury score?
No, that's private. But I want to hear your thoughts on the live performance. By the way, we're filming this before the revamp has come out.
Oh, there's a revamp coming out.
Coming out Friday. Yeah, tomorrow.
But what's going to happen with Ernst & Young? They blocked our scores.
We might have to change our Ruby Jury scores.
Promise me!
Kevin, they're people in the hallway.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry! Promise me, that is so good!
Yes.
Because we never do.
We never change our scores, no. But could you please talk about her live performance? I'd love to just hear your unfiltered opinion.
You know what? I have faith. I think this is a solid entry. It was my favorite in Luxembourg. Actually, the Luxembourg pre-selection was also gunning for it. I like this. I think it's going to advance comfortably. But you know what I'm starting to think?
Comfortably.
Did you not say...
In a televote-only situation...
That semi-final two was tougher. I don't think so.
This is before the songs were revealed. I actually also think that semi-final...
Because I watched your...
No. We said semi-final one was tougher. Semi-final one was the one we always thought was tougher. Based on historical voting.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is tough. To me, the standout in the second half is Portugal. That's the standout song. It's the standout entry. You could put it anywhere, but I love that it's coming near the end. Honestly, from Germany on... What is your standout?
Portugal.
Yeah, same.
And then I would say Australia is also strong.
I hope for the best. They need to revamp it. Because what we heard sounded... It sounded like a demo, what we heard. I love that. You saw how much I love Electric Fields. It's first time around 2000 or whatever. I feel like they will revamp it, though. I feel like what we hear at Eurovision will be significantly stronger than what we've heard. And so that's why I keep the faith alive.
But I think overall, Ukraine is super strong.
Oh, yeah. The first half of this semifinal is much tougher, in my opinion.
Vidbir, you chose well in Ukraine because Vidbir was borderline unlistenable.
I want to point something else out to you. Croatia and Ukraine are currently the top two favorites to win the entire Eurovision Song Contest, and they're performing 5th and 7th with Poland in the middle. I mean, this is a stacked first half.
And Poland is good. Poland is actually good.
She built the tower, girl.
She's good.
Yeah, this is very interesting. Very interesting. Would you have?
And you know, people are expecting Ireland to give its best results since Jedward.
I really hope Ireland go through. They're a great performer, Bambi Thug, and I really hope they make it. This semi-final is just so tough to predict. I want to know your thoughts, though. Do you think Luxembourg is a worthy finisher? Would you have done that as a producer?
Let me see. Who would I?
From Slovenia onwards.
I would have had a complete.
I would have put Finland last.
I would have done a complete. Yeah, I would have put Finland last.
And I know Finland performed last year, so maybe they were like, we can't do that.
Yeah, but Cyprus opened as well. Yeah. How many times?
Yeah.
Albania has been in the number two position so forever. Many times.
Well, they need to stop singing.
I mean, it's so unfair.
It's unfair. All right. Well,
actually, I would make Sweden open.
You would make Sweden. Oh, yeah, girl, they're performing an exhibition. The Big Five automatic qualifiers they're not.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but that's fine.
I think because we can vote from the moment the show starts, they didn't want to they had to put a competing country first. Like one you could vote for.
You know what? As well. That's another crazy rule.
Separate video, girl. All right. That's what we think. What do you think? Are you happy with the running order? Who do you think this benefits? Who do you think it hurts? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Why didn't you like Azerbaijan?
No, I think great performer, great voice. It's just not dynamic enough.
You don't like how breathy it is.
It's quite breathy, isn't it?
No.
You know, it's quite breathy. I know some people in my life right now who are dealing with sleep apnea, so breathy's not good.
No,
it's loaded. No, but look, again, they can elevate with staging, so you just never know. You never know.
Can you close this video by plugging Pinterest?
Devin, what's on your mood board?
United what by do Music you eat? Is the theme
what
of
do you find sensual? What do you eat when you wake up in the morning? How often do you change your underwear? You know, your
daily,
hair.
If you must know.
How often do people say, God, you have gorgeous hair? Because I think it's probably a lot. How often? Well, I can't say that on camera. And we'll see you later.
Bye.